Hello, and welcome to Preoccupied. Hi, I'm Maddie Paxson, and I am a junior undergrad at the University of Michigan studying psychology.
I am Zenon Summers, and I am a junior undergrad at the University of Michigan Dearborn, studying psychology and behavioral and biological sciences. Maddie, what has your engagement with your psych major looked like so far?
Well, I went to U of M Dearborn with you, Zenon, for my first year before transferring to the Ann Arbor campus. And pretty much since, the summer before my freshman year, I haven't been able to stop, trying to learn more about research, trying to gain more knowledge about this field that I've just been in love with for so long. So now I am working on an independent project studying interracial relationships and racial ideology with my two labs that I'm involved in, with race and allyship and romantic relationships. How about you, Zenon?
I have also been working in research labs since the beginning of my full-time undergraduate study. Although I started taking psychology classes in my junior year of high school through dual enrollment. I've taken every psychology class I've had an opportunity to, even far past what requirements I've had for my major, because I just can't stop learning about these things. And now I'm working on my honors thesis about fake news and false memories. We'll be getting results from that pretty soon.
It's an exciting time.
Maddie, remind me, how did we get here?
So as Anna and I have demonstrated, we've both always kind of been gravitated towards psychology, trying to get involved. So it was only a matter of time before we would run into each other over and over again. So Zenon was my supplemental instruction leader for my first social psychology class, my first college level psychology class ever at U of M Dearborn, which I totally was obsessed with. And we would just have the most awesome conversations during SI.
And that eventually led to us both working with that social psychology professor, thank you, Dr. Rapond, in her lab investigating attributions for food insecurity. One night when we were sitting down talking about the progress on that project and sort of, getting acquainted outside of SI, Maddie brought up an idea that she had for a podcast.
So at the time, I was taking a one-credit careers in psychology class, and Dr. Wong, the professor of that course, who we talked to a couple times in this podcast, had a link to, go check out the APA's divisions of psychology or something. And there were dozens and dozens of classifications of different subjects within psychology. And it was so exciting and overwhelming at the same time as somebody who's, 17 at the time, trying to figure out where my interests lie within this field. And I thought, what if I just want to know a little bit about everything? And so I shared with Zenon, what if we were able to talk to somebody from each one of these divisions? And since then, it's kind of evolved into a more free-form version of that, where we're getting to span talking to people from experts in ADHD to experts in race and racism. What else?
People who research psychological defenses and attachment. We've talked to people about neuromarketing and about romantic racism, about all sorts of different topics, and there are many more to come.
Even though we've covered a lot of ground in these 2 years, I like to think there's still a lot of stones unturned so far. We still want to talk to, everybody from psychiatric nurse practitioners to traffic psychologists to cyber psychologists. It's really amazing just how pervasive psychology is in every aspect of our world.
Yeah, because when you think about it, when you're thinking about it, you're proving why there's a need for psychology, because psychology is for the people who think about it, right? It's about the people who think about it, and we think about everything. Thinking pervades everything. So does psychology.
That's pretty deep, man.
And just like psychology is a universally applicable topic, it is also interesting to a wide range of people. So while we originally intended this for other undergraduates like ourselves who are looking for careers, it's interested a wide range of people, and we've come to have quite a varied audience.
That's true. And I mean, that's what was one of our goals, was that, you know, there's all this amazing information about psychology out there. And sometimes I feel like it gets lost, kind of trapped within the publications in which they were disseminated. And so it feels good to be trying to share that knowledge with, you know, not only other undergrads, but, you know, my grandma and her sisters listen to this, and, you know, Zenon's electrician sometimes listens to this, and really being able to share that spark, you know, when you learn something that's really, really cool with all sorts of people.
So one last thing before we sign off for today. We are undergraduate students. We are the scum of the earth. We don't know anything. We are not qualified to give you any kind of advice, professional, personal, medical, or otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we are literally 20 years old, so our brains aren't even fully developed yet.
Exactly. And besides, we're in this really to get career advice for ourselves, so by no means should you take any of what we say too seriously.
And that's the general rule whenever we open our mouths, pretty much.
Exactly. All right, check out the episode description for links to all of our social media and all that jazz. And we will see you next time on Preoccupied.
All right. We're so dorky. I can't believe we sing our theme song like every episode we record now.
I know. It's terrible.